We are on Daf Samach Dalet, Amud Aleph, 64a. And we're beginning at the words, Tani. We just got finished saying that you mentioned Shabbos and Yalav Yavo and Yom Tovim in the Berachas Mayan Shabbat. Tani, Mevarchen al Hadogim, Keshehu min HaMovar. That if you have a choice of breads, you will always pick the one which is the best. And these are some examples. Kaluskin of Shlema Shabbat. If you have a loaf of fine flour and a whole loaf of a householder, which is an inferior flour, I'm a lot kluskin. So you'll say hamotzi over the whole loaf fine flour. Prusa shall kluskin or shlema shabbat bayis. But if you have a cut piece, it's not whole, of the fine flour and a shlema of the bayis. Yeah. So of course, I'm a has shlema shabbat bayis. Shlemus is always better than quality of lesser shlemus, right? And so that's the famous musar, right? Pastitim of pasta iron. If you have wheat and barley, then I'm Ra'al Shachitim, you say the mitzi over the wheat. Because obviously wheat is better. Prusa Shachitim or Shlemer Shachitim. And if you have a piece of wheat bread and a whole bread of barley, here's where things change. I'm Ra'al HaPrusa Shachitim. You don't go after the Shlemers in this case because the inferior quality of what? A barley is something like Michael Behema, I guess. Something like that. Now, pasta iron upas kusman. Now, this is an interesting case. Now you have spelt and barley. So, omra al shalsa arm. Even though in this case, the assumption is that spelt is a superior, you know, is a superior type of food over barley. Let's assume barley is like from the bottom of the stack, but spelt is not so bad. So even though you have a better quality of spelt, you still are going to use sa'orin. And the Gemara asks, so hello, shel kusmin yofim imeno, is not spelt better than the barley? So why should we use the barley? Because after all, it says Eretz Kita Usa'ora. So it says barley in the pasuk. Since the pasuk mentions barley, so we're going to use barley in spite of its inferior quality to spelt. In the footnotes, it mentions that the fact of the matter is that spelt, if you mix spelt with wheat flour, you're chayiv and kala. So you see that it is considered one of the seven species. Five species. It is considered a type of wheat. It's in the wheat family. Yeah, apparently. They do make spelt matzahs.
They're a lot more expensive and they don't taste as good.
But again, you need to only use it. Have you ever spelt matzahs? Anyway, so in the bottom he says, he makes the following distinction. Again, we're trying to understand. The Yerushalmi here is saying that sa'ira is mimin shiva, and spelt is not. And the question is, there's a Mishnah, I think a Mishnah Chala, right? Yeah, the Mishnah Chala, it's in footnote 12. There's a Mishnah Chala, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. It says that spelt combines with wheat to form the middle limit of dough, subject to Chala. So the Aguda says that spelt is indeed one of the seven species, but since it's not mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk, as is barley, so it's inferior to barley. In other words, even though it's in the family and and it is mitzaref, but as far as this is concerned, right? And that's the answer. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. Rav Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rav Zeira Rav Yehuda. This brisa is Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Amar. Now, what they're quoting here, if you turn the page to Samachay, turn to Samachay on the base. You see halacha dalad, because it's much easier just to see what it says over there. It's tomorrow's paper. So it says halacha dalad, hay lefanav minim harbe, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, miyesh b'neihem mimin shiva, olavu mavarach. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have many minim, so if you have min shiva, you pick that one out to make a bracha. Chacham maimim, alezim hem sheyirtza, you use whichever one you want, okay? So the Gemara is here saying, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha B'Shem Rav Zera is saying, to Rabbi Yehuda, this previous halacha, that what, that even though you have a something that perhaps you would want more so, like let's, for instance, in the case of the spelt, you'd rather eat spelt than eating barley, but nonetheless, you make the bracha over the barley because it's Mimin Shiva, that's the sheet to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not the sheet to the Chacham, right? Now, if you would just look at this then, one would think that, therefore, if you wanted to paskin a halacha from this, you might derive that you see that since this brisa is being quoted, and this and he's quoting that this is like Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda against the Chacham, which would be interesting. Maybe a yachid against the Rabbim, right? And this is a machlokes rishonim. So a lot of Rishonim Takis hold like that. They hold that we pass the Rabbi Yehuda. Boy, is the Rambam. The Rambam does not pass it like this. Okay, we'll see some. Okay, next. Pass Tameya. We'll pass Tahira. So going back to some examples. So if you have two different types of bread, one's Tamei, one's Tahar, which one do you pick? Not hard. That's not a hard choice. So Pia Barva, my favorite Amira there. Omar Aimer Alha Tahira. You take the Tahira. Next. Pas Nikio Tomei or Pas Kivar Tahira. Now, let's suppose you have fine flour, which is Tomei, and inferior flour, which is Tahar, which do you pick now? Okay, Barado, B'Shem Rabacha, Lazim Shir Tivar, whichever one you want. We're not going to tell you which one to pick in this case. Each one has a Milo, right? Tahara has a Milo, and the better flour has a Milo. Well, it's not an issue of becoming Tomei so much. We're really, you don't usually become Tomei. If you're not makbid to eat a kulin al taras hakodesh, then there's klal not a big shayla. But the mefarshim here are, no, that's not the issue at all. The mefarshim here are explain that this is even if you're makbid and you eat kulin b'taira, that you could violate, I don't understand why, but for some reason you could violate that chumra because of the milah. I don't really understand those rules so well. If you look at the very bottom, 17, on the bottom of the page, he brings from the Rav Yah, this ruling pertains even to one who's usually careful to avoid eating tummy foods. However, Mordechai limits the ruling to one who does not avoid tummy foods. Okay, so there seems to be this kind of thing. And from Rishonim, well, here's a nice note too, this final brackets, that some Rishonim compared to Pas, people who are Makman and Pas Akum. I don't know if you're Makman. My Uncle Shmerel told me the Chayodim says that on Shabbos and Yontif, one should be Makman and Pas Akum, and try not to eat Pas Akum on Yontif and Shabbos. So if you're Makman on Shabbos, let's say, for example, if, let's say you have that Chumra, and you have, you know, I mean, it would be rare. If you'd have, you know, a nice, good, pure white flour, which is pasakum, and you'd have whole wheat, you know, 7-grain Michael Behema Kala, on the other hand, which is Pas Yisrael. So according to this, you could choose, you could pick whichever one you want. Yeah, I have no strong feelings about that. Yeah. Next, chorus. Now we're going to talk about palm shoots. Some people say it's hearts of palm. Some people say it's palm shoots. The difference being, the explanation over here is, in 18, it says that the branches of the palm tree grow each year. The new growth is soft and edible, following your hearts into wood. Okay, this is not the main fruit of the palm tree. That's the one thing to keep in mind over here. It's edible. It grows from the tree. So you say, so the Gemara says, Yaakov Barach of Hashem Shmuel says, you say, Bray Breyates. Now 19, it says to see variant A, and this is important. The Rash Cirilo changes the Girsa of the Gemara from Bari Pri Ha'etz to Bari Pri Ha'adam. The reason for this is, 1 second. What? Because it's not the primary. You only make a Bari Pri Ha'etz on the primary fruit, so therefore, it should be Bari Pri Ha'adamah. And he says in the Bavli, it also says that it would be Bari Pri Ha'adamah. Anyway, so he changes the gear, so it's important to know. And if you look in the Gersos on the side over here, you'll see Zion and Shinui Gersos. You'll see he changes it to instead of Ha'etz to Ha'adamah. Okay, something to keep in mind over here. There's a Gersa problem. Yeah, Lachari, you're right. Yeah, but he just said to those people online was if you chew the licorice tree, that's not primary food, and you would make hadama on licorice. Okay. Next, Rav Talafta ben Shaul Shakol Niyavavaro. You would say on the palm shoots, you'd make shahakol. Third opinion, Tani Rabbi Yeshua, by name of Shoyim. So the Gemara says, Masisa Rabbi Yeshua, Pliga Eloi. This Bryce of Rabbi Yeshua argues with it. Well, what means it? Disagrees with it. What does it mean? Disagrees with it. Elohim in Dasham, it says the following. These are the Dasham, and it gives a list of different edibles here. Hakinaris, the globe, artichoke, Kachalima, the mallow, the Yimua, the Dimua, the Otar, and the thorn bush, whatever these things are. But the main thing to bring out of this is that the one that is not in this list is the palm shoots. The Korah is not in the list. So therefore, if you have a list that says these are the Dashayim, and Rabbi Yeshua said that on the palm you make Barney Mini Dashayim, so the Gemshal is basically pointing out that argues on this Masnisa, because Korah is not in this list of Dashayim. That's all I can tell you about it. I don't know what else to tell you about this. Okay, let's go on to the next halacha. Miracle Paris Ha'ilim Bari Pri Ha'adamah. Simple. These are simple halachas. You make ha'etz on ha'adamah. If you make ha'adama on Paris Ha'ilon, you make a ha'adama on an orange or an apple, yotze your yotze. Next, if you make on Paris ha'adama Bari Pri Ha'etz, if you make a ha'etz on a potato, then lo yotze, not yotze. Well, kulam, mama shahako yotze. If you say shahako, you're yotze. Now, the Gemara is going to talk about this. Reb Chizki, Abishem, Reb Yaakov, Marach, or Reb Yehuda. This is the fact that you say a Bari Pri Ha'adama on a fruit, that's coming out like Behuda. Now, this is talking about, let's see, where do we have a discussion about this? I want to see where the best write up is here. Where's a good write up? Okay, it's talking about Bikurim. Okay, let's take a look. Well, let's look at it in English, I guess. I thought I saw it in Hebrew too, but anyway, I can't seem to find it. Oh, Rash Cirilo brings it over here. Here, let's look at Rash Cirilo in the Hebrew. Reb Yehudahi. The Snam and Parakama to Bikurim. Okay, first Parakama Bikurim, Mishnah Vav. Yave Shamay Nitzas Ha'il. Mevi Vein Akari. When you're Mevi Bikurim, you read a Parsha, and in that Parsha it says Al Ha'adama, Min Ha'adama, something like that. So, if the question is, what happens if you, I'm reading the Rash Cirilo at the bottom of the page. Got it? Rabbi Yehuda, correct. So he brings over here that in the Mishnah part, come to Bikurim, it says, Yahweh Shamaya. If, next says, Ha'ilon, if the water source got dried out or the tree got cut down, maybe the Enochirei, you bring the Bikurim, but you don't read the Parsha because the problem is that you can't say ha'adama asher nasata li. You can't say the land that you gave me, because since the tree doesn't exist anymore, so the tree was the source of the fruit. So the Chacham, the Tanakama holds you can't say ha'adama. And Rabbi Huda says maybe vikari. You can be maybe vikari, because even though the tree doesn't exist, but the ground from which the tree was being yonek does exist. So that's enough for Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is comparing it, right? Again, let's just read a little bit of more of it. Rabbanan Shmuel with the kitzis mikorim and ha'ilon benitzatz. Since you cut the mikorim from the tree and it was cut down, and the yochalom ha'adam asher nasati Rabbi Amar maybe kari sar ha'aretz he ha'ikar. The main thing is the aretz, not the tree. Ha'ilon is saying kashin ba'alma. Kashin ba'alma means they're like the stalks of the wheat. So just like the wheat, when you cut the wheat, so the wheat stalks no longer exist, obviously. You're dealing with the kernels now, right? And the stalks are no longer attached to the ground. It doesn't make a difference, right? So he's still saying, so same thing should be true about the tree. The tree is just like a stalk of wheat. It's just it's a means to bring the nutrition from the ground up to the fruit. What's that called? A vehicle of flowing of nutrition, of sap, whatever. Yes, that's correct. Yeah, so anyway, so now the Gemara wants to say that if you're going to say boy priyal domo on a fruit of a tree, and you're going to say that you're yotze, so that's going to come out like a Yehuda's shita, who holds you could still be made of a kare by bikurim, even though it's nitzat sa'ilon. That's the Gemara is trying to say that. Okay? The Rabbi Yehuda of it sa'ilon is kakashim. He treats the trees like grain stalks. Okay? That's what it says. Turn the page. We're on 64b. Samach Dalan on the base. Omar Abyasi. Abyasi disagrees. Okay, so this first sheet that was Rabbi Chizkiya. I'm saying who said it. Rabbi Chizkiya. The Shem Rabbi Yaakov Baracha said was the one that explained that the Mishnah is coming out like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaisi says, Divrei HaKol, it's coming out like everybody, even like the Chachamim. Divrei HaKol, he. Peiros HaElon B'chlal Peiros HaAdama. Everybody agrees that the tree fruit is included in the words of Peiros HaAdama. Ain't Peiros HaAdama B'chlal Peiros HaAretz and Peiros HaAdama. And we call parasol eights. I'm sorry, that the parasol don't were not included in the eights. So, in other words, let's look at footnote two. Okay, although the Tanakama Bikurim holds the tree is the primary producer of the fruits, and therefore, unless the tree is extant, meaning the tree is still standing, one cannot praise Hashem for the land that produced the fruits. He certainly agrees that the tree draws its nourishment from the ground. That's enough for the fruit to be encompassed in Bari Pri HaAdama. Okay? So in the brackets, this can be clarified as follows. In the case of Bikurim, you're praising Hashem for the land that produced the fruits. And since the term land includes the tree, that's the primary source of the fruit. You can't say the praise unless the tree is there. In Bari Pri HaAdama, the subject is not the tree. The subject is the fruit. And of the ground is a descriptive term. So as long as the fruit somehow derives the nourishment from the ground, it's okay to make a bari priyal domo. Okay, so all the lumdus aside, bottom line is we have a machlokes. Just work out the mechanics here. You have two mefarshim here in the Gemara explaining this halacha. When you can make a bari priyal domo on priha eitz, that you're yotze, so you're going to have the first explanation of the Gemara is that it only comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaisi holds it comes out even according to the Chachamim. Now, if you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, are you maybe the kaire or you maybe the ain't a kaire when you have when the tree gets cut down? So you're maybe the kaire, right? According to the Chachamim, according to the Kama, you maybe the ain't a kaire. Who do we paskin like in Hilchos Bikurim? So we paskin maybe the ain't a kaire. The Rambam paskins maybe the ain't okay. Rambam doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rambam paskins like the Chacham. How does the Rambam paskin over here? If you make a bari priha domo on priha eitz yotze. Okay, so according to the first mahalach, then that's going to be a stira. Rambam's going to be soicer himself. According to the second mahalach, there's no problem. It's coming out with divrei HaKol. So you could paskin like our Chacham, and you could paskin like our Mishnah. So in the Bavli, in the Yerushalmi, we have a way to explain the Rambam. The Rambam will hold like Rabbi Yossi. The Bavli does not present this second option of Rabbi Yossi. Bavli ignores it. So therefore, if anyone looks at the Rambam and says, what's going on, Rambam? Right? You paskin your Yotzei with boy priha dhamma on a priha eitz. On the other hand, in Mikurim, you're paskin like the Tanakam against Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a stereo. Mazaki Starlevay train, they say, right? But the answer is very simple. Now that we've learned the Rambam, now we learn the Yerushalmi, we know where the Rambam got his halacha. He paskin like Rabbi Yossi's mahalach. Very good? Okay. Next. So he is saying that when it says Al-Kulon, if you said Shahakal, that you're Yossi in the Mishnah, that Al-Kulon is not going on every single case in the Mishnah. It's going on the Priha Eitz and the Priha Adama, but it is not going on the Yayin, and it's not going on the Pas. If you make Shahakal on wine and on bread, according to this Shita, Rav Huna, you are not Yotze. That is exactly the reason. Since there is a specific bracha which is designated, which mentions those specific items, Yayin, right, Priyah Gofen, and how much you left with Haaretz, therefore a generic bracha is not going to work. Now, Masnisa Omer Kane.
What's the svara behind that? Because they're more chashuv?
The chashivas. Probably,
why those two items have special properties?
Look into second paragraph, footnote 4. The reason wine and bread are different than other foods is that Shahakal is the most general blessing. It's valid as a substitute for other general blessings. So, Bray Priya Dhamma, Bray Priya Eitz are also generalities. It encompasses all the fruit, right? But it's not valid as a substitute for a specific blessing of Priya Gofen Hamotzi. Now, if you're asking why were they masaking specific blessings for Hagofen and Hamotzi, if that's what you're asking, is that what you're asking? Yes, he's not.
Took him in the Gemara in Bavli, but still.
Yeah, I mean, I assume that the reason is because of the chashivas of these items. You do mitzvahs with them. We said what? Because of the chashivas of those items. Yeah, okay. Well, Alechem Levana Yichyahu Adam. Can't wait to Pi Hashem Yichyahu Adam. It's one of the basic staples of life, right? Okay, let's go on. And cookies. Masni Somer Kane. No, we're going to bring a riot for the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah, I mean, we kind of spoke about this diak a little bit, but this is looking at it a little bit different. It says, Chutz min hayayin. The Gemara is going to now be medayak for the extra words in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that on fruit of the tree, you make a bright priha eitz, Chutz min hayayin, except for wine. Sha'al hayayin hu mevarech, Roy Priya Gofen. Now those words, sha'al hayayin hu mevarech, are all superfluous. What do you have to say? You could have just said, chutz min hayayin shu mevarech, Roy Priya Gofen. What you have to say, sha'al hayayin mevarech, Roy Priya Gofen. It must be, the Gemara is being medayik, that's the only bracha that you can make on yayin. That's the deal, okay? Masisa namar ken, chutz min hayayin, sha'al hayayin hu mevarech, Roy Priya Gofen. So that's the same deal for Amaitzi and for white people. Okay, so that's the right Rav Huna. Now, the argue on Rav Huna, obviously, Tani of Yaisi, I'm if you change the Matbeya. Now, I think, let me just check this, I only remember this one second. Yeah, he disagrees. Rav Yaisi disagrees with the whole din. Rabbi Yossi holds that it's called being Mishana whenever you change from the designated bracha. So since the designated bracha for an apple is a bright priya eitz, and you changed from that bracha and you made Shahakal, you're not Yossi. Because you're Mishana, he calls that a Mishana, a bad Shtomachom. Okay. That's his sheet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shenishtana Rabbi Yoso, if you change from its original form to a better product, Lo Shina Bechaso, and he didn't change the blessing, Lo Yotza, you're not Yotza. So what does that mean? So bread or wine, which was originated as grain or grapes, was transformed into a more significant product. And you made Bray Priya Adam or Bray Priya Eitz on the product. One second. 11. What's he doing over here? Any food that has been changed from its original form into an elite product and did not change its blessing, get this straight here. You didn't change its blessing means, I thought he was saying that you made a bright, I thought he made the bright, bright eights on the wine. That's what I thought he was saying. So, lo yotze, you're not yotze. So how is this arguing? How is this arguing? That's exactly what Rav Huna said. Why is he saying, I thought he was saying all these Tanoim disagree with Rav Huna. I made a mistake. He's just simply quoting other Tanoim that argue. I was expecting to see that they were arguing with Rav Huna. He's not arguing with Rav Huna. He's also agreeing with Rav Huna. Sorry about that. Yeah, I was making the wrong assumption when I started reading this. So lo yotze, you're not yotze. Correct. He disagrees with BIC. He maintains it's only in the case of transformed elite products that if you fail, and if you deviate, you fail your obligation. But the other fruits, even if you deviate from the formula, Shahakol is Yotze. Okay. So Rav Huna's psak is in accord with Rabbi Huda's opinion. Okay, you got that? Sorry. So Rav Huna and Rabbi Huda, they're right in line with each other. Okay? Rav Meir Omer, Afilo Omar, Brich, and Baruch, Shabara HaChefetz Hazeh, Manah Huzeh. He's got this creative blessing he makes up on his own. Yotze with that also. Yotze, you're Yotze. Next page, 54b2. The Gemara has a halach on this. Rabbi Yaakov Arach, Mishem Rishmo, halach of Rabbeir. We pass like a bear. That's Shulchan Aruch like that. Milsi Durav Omra Kain. And then we have a story. It's always good to have a nice story here. Tad Parsoi Aslan Gavi Rav. You had the Persian Jew came in front of Rav. And he said, begin Da Noach Al Pisti V'lo Anoach Hakim in Vorcha Alei. I eat my bread. I don't know how to say the right blessing. I'm such an Amo Arz. I don't know how to make even a bracha. V'ano Amar, you know what I say? I'm creative. I say, Baruch Devroh HaDein Pisai, blessed is the one who created this bread. Nofik Anayi Dechavasi. He was asking Rav, am I Yotze or am I not Yotze? I'm a lay in, you're Yotze. That's exactly like Rav Meir Sheik. Okay? And that's in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm just going to quote the Shulchan Aruch while I have it here. I have it. It's in Siman. There it is. That's Brachos Hamazon. There's one distinction here. I just want to mention it, that in the Bavli, this same comment is made about Brachos Hamazon. If you say Brich Machmona Mori Dehai Pito, the Gemara in Brachos Bavli says that you Yotzi Brachos Hamazon. Here in the Yerushalmi, we're saying if you say Brich Machmona Mori Dehai Pito, that you Yotzi the Bracha of Brachos Hamotzi. It's a generic Nusach, which you could use either for Bracha Rishayna or for benching. And that's what it says here in Hilchos Matzias HaPas, Halacha Yud, Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, says, in B'mokam Berchas HaMotzei Birak Shahak Oni Bevari, O Sha'omer, Brich Rachmona Malka Morei Dahi Pita Yatza. That's in Hilchos Matzias HaPas. And in Hilchos Berchas HaMazon, it says the same thing. In Kup Pei Zayin, the Yukim Benusach Brachas Hamazon Halacha Aleph, it says Yeshayimrim Baruch Masbia Lor Avim the Ein Lo Oimrei Hamoisif Gareya. I shouldn't say that. Im Armar B'Machem Brachas Hazon Brich Rachmona Malka Demari Dahi Pita Yotza. So that's what we have. We have it in Shulchan Aruch. These things are brought Halach. This is not just a story. This is actually how we pass. Okay. Rabbi Huda B'Shem Abba Bar Chana. Okay, so Rabbi Huda said the following. Bar Kapara Utrain Tamoidi Nisarko Eitzel Ba'abayas. So Bar Kapara and two of his students, they were by a householder. Badein Pundika Devrachta. Certainly, it was a certain town called Brachta, which is very interesting. We're talking about Helchas Brachas And the story takes place in a town which almost has the name Brachas assigned to it. I don't know whether that's a coincidence. I guess so. So Abbe Kumehun Pargan Ba'achwanayov a Kaplotin. They brought partridges, mountain spinach, and cabbages. I don't know what these things are, besides cabbages. So they began to discuss which of the ones should they make the bracha over first. Amri Nivareth al Kapluta. Should we make a bracha right pi adama over the cabbage? Du patar achvanayav v'lo patar pargisa. That would exempt the mountain spinach from its right pi adama, but would not exempt the partridge meat from its shahakal blessing. So maybe we shouldn't say that. Yeah, they're trying to figure out what's the best approach to making brachas on these three foods. Let's try to see. I don't know how you're going to formulate exactly whether it's a din of chashivas, brachas, and tzricha. I'm not sure how you're going to figure out the lumdus over here. Nevarach al achva naisa. Let's make a bright piadama over the mountain spinach. So now this is a very interesting statement. Loi patar lo dein v'lo dein. That won't exempt the cabbage nor the meat. So that's a little funny because, you know, they're both the cabbage and the mountain spinach are both bari pri adamas. So why is the bari pri adama of the mountain spinach not going to work for the cabbage? That's going to be a little problem here. In footnote 2, he says that the mountain spinach was so inferior to the cabbage that number one, they liked it, but the cabbage better. Number two, the cabbage has the capacity to do what's called zon. It's able to satiate you for a meal, and apparently the mountain spinach cannot. So because it's so inferior, so, I don't know. So therefore they felt it couldn't even work with the evidence. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. This is one of these strange things, which is a mystery. Maybe it doesn't mean literally it wouldn't be exempt the cabbage. Maybe it means since the cabbage was their favorite, it would be improper for them to say it first. The language may be lav davka, lo pata lo dein v'lo dein. In other words, lo dein v'lo dein might mean that it's not this one, not that one. I'm not referring to the foods, but the inyan of chaviv and the inyan of zon. Maybe it doesn't fulfill either role. Anyway, kofatz tad. So one guy jumped up, one of the students jumped up and he went ahead. He decided he's going to take matters into his own hands and he made a shahako on meat. His friend started mocking him. Bar Kapora got real angry. He said, it's not at this glutton who hastened to eat the meat first that I'm angry. You, the mocker, I'm angry. He acted according to his nature. He was a glutton. But why did you mock him? In other words, he obviously feels that the meat is chaviv on him. That's the most chaviv. If something is most chaviv to you, so you, whenever you have two brachos, even though one's a shahakal and one's a padama, doesn't matter. If your favorite is the shahakal, jump. Don't jump. Make the shahakal first. So, but don't get it. Don't. What are you making fun of him? He acted correctly in a certain sense, right? Well, Azela married to the guy who made the bracha, jumped the gun. You're not old and you're not a zake. You'd acted improperly. You're not supposed to jump the gun, pask in front of your Rebbe, right? So the Gemara says, unfortunately, this is very disturbing to read this. They didn't even let live out the year. They both died. One died because he was chutzpah to his Rebbe to paskin in front of him and go ahead and eat first. The other one died, obviously, because his mavaza, his friend, in front of his Rebbe, also improper behavior. So that's a sad story. And the Gemara ends it with the final remark on Rabbi Yossi, Chazal and Train. Okay, the two people are gone from the world. We haven't learned anything from this incident. We don't know what to do. My good day, what is the halacha? Which one should we say? So Mar says, Mistavra Mavrachal Kaplum Shakal Nibari Tefe Lalo. you should probably make the bracha over the cabbage, because shakol ivivaro is subordinate, and that will be it. And we'll stop here at halacha gimel. Okay, so that's the story. You mean the word vistavra?